This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Not of himself remains, not but the true light. Heed well his words, the way he shows is my way. All who would find the truth walk where he leads.
The Jewish Passover drew near.
And many of the country people who had gone up to Jerusalem to purify themselves looked out for Jesus, saying to one another as they stood about in the temple, "What do you think? Will he come to the festival or not?" The chief priests and Pharisees had by now given their orders. Anyone who knew where he was must inform them so that they could arrest him. A few days later, the crowds who had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. When they were near Jerusalem and had come near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village facing you, and you will immediately find a tethered donkey and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you are to say, 'The master needs them,' and will send them back directly." This took place to fulfill the prophecy, "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king comes to you. He is humble. He rides on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.'" So the disciples went out and did as Jesus had told them. They brought the donkey and the colt. Then they laid their cloaks on their backs, and he sat on them. At the time, his disciples did not understand this, but later, after Jesus had been glorified, they remembered that this had been written about him, and that this was, in fact, how they had received him. Great crowds of people spread their cloaks on the road, while others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them in his path. All who had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead were telling how they witnessed it. It was because of this, too, that the crowd came out to meet him. They had heard that he had given this sign. The crowds who went in front of him and those who followed were all shouting. As he approached the downward slope of the Mount of Olives, the whole group of disciples joyfully began to praise God at the top of their voices for all the miracles they had seen. They cried out, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessings on him who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heavens!" And when they entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil. "Who is this?" the people asked, and the crowds answered, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Master, check your disciples." But he answered, "I tell you, if these keep silence, the stones will cry out." Then the Pharisees said to one another, "You see, there is nothing you can do. Look, the whole world is running after him."
Who dreamed of the tragedy soon to befall? Who dreamed that the Savior would perish through hate? Palm Sunday, the multitude gathered in joy, strewed palm fronds before him at Jerusalem's gate. How few in that music could detect the sad note of approaching disaster by human destiny wrote.
Who dreamed of the tragedy soon to befall? Who dreamed that the Savior could perish through hate? Palm Sunday, the multitude did gather in joy, strewing palm fronds before him at Jerusalem's gate. How few in that music could detect the sad note of approaching disaster by human destiny wrote.
Sing a hosanna to the Son of David, blessed that cometh in the name of God. Sing a hosanna to the Son of David, that cometh in the name of God. Sing of Hosanna in the highest. Sing Hosanna to the Lord. Sing of Hosanna in the highest. Sing Hosanna to the Lord.
Sing of Hosanna.
Sing of Hosanna.
Saints and sinners alike, and his words were sweet music, people's faith did restore.
Two souls that were fallen, he spoke of God's love and coaxed them with kindness to turn back again. Forsake, he said, the fulfillments of earth. For the comfort they bring you lasts hardly
silence in space.